I'm speaking with Rebecca Haskell-Thomas, who has been named Chatham Kent's new Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Coordinator. First off, thanks so much, Rebecca, for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Robin.
So for the average person, what does a Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Coordinator do?
That's a great question. When we talk about diversity, we're talking about the ways that people might be different from one another. And certainly we know that we have a diverse community in Chatham-Kent. And so this position is about recognizing the diversity that exists in Chatham-Kent and making sure that the decisions we're making, the policies we're developing, and the services we're offering are reflective of that diversity and are giving everyone the opportunity to contribute to our community in meaningful ways.
Now, this has certainly been a topic of conversation, both just amongst community members and at higher levels for the last couple of years. How much work does Chatham-Kent have to do to become a more equitable and inclusive place?
I think there's been some work happening across the municipality in various departments. So I see this role as kind of bringing those efforts together, identifying where there might be opportunities to do more work, and working with staff, senior management, council, and partners to develop some strategies to fill any gaps. So we know that the executive team has already started some diversity, equity, and inclusion training. Council has requested similar training. There's an anti-racism task force already in our community human services department. I know that some of the human resources occupational development department has already started looking at some of their policies as well. And so there really is, like you say, some conversations already happening and work already happening that I think we've got a good ground to start from.
And this has been, as we were saying, a conversation that's been ongoing. You've been working with public health for the last little while. What tools and sort of insight have you gained in that position that might be able to help with this new role?
Yeah, I've been privileged to work in public health. As public health isn't my background, but in my role as planning and evaluation specialist, I've worked with staff who really consider health equity at the center of their work in public health. So they're thinking about how are people disproportionately impacted by different things. The pandemic is a great example. So how are some groups affected in different ways than others? And how can our policies address some of those differences? And how can we ensure that what we're doing isn't negatively impacting some groups? And certainly we've seen that happen with health public health measures that have been taken during the pandemic. But public health is always thinking about and working with partners about how can we balance protecting our community with also addressing the unintended impacts that some of our policies might have.
Now, this position as the coordinator for this project, not a long-term thing. This is from what the news release says, this is about a 2-year contract, I guess. So what would happen once this 24 months is up? Where do things go from there?
So after the 24 months is up, we'll be assessing where we're at, and certainly coming from a planning and evaluation role, a key piece for me will be monitoring our progress and coming up with some ways to measure our success. So we'll be assessing where we're at and coming back to council to make recommendations about next steps.
Okay, so what does success look like for you and for the municipality as a whole to be an inclusive community?
Yeah, I think when it comes to specifics, I'll be working with staff and community partners to make sure that we're coming up with measures of success that are a good fit for everyone. But for me, I think, it is really about making sure that everyone has access to opportunities for well-being and to prosper in the community and to contribute, again, in meaningful ways and feel a really strong sense of belonging with our community.
Yeah, definitely a good goal to have for everyone in Chatham-Kent, and I look forward to seeing how this plays out with you leading the charge for the next couple of years.
Thanks, Robin. I really appreciate it.